Good job. English teacher Erin Bauer is checking in with her students during a writing assignment when she can't help but notice one boy who keeps looking at his cell phone. She tells him to put it away. The 10 other students seem fully engaged as they write about different characters in a novel they've been reading. Bauer meets with them individually.
Something you inferred about him.
Yeah, he's a generous young man.
But again and again, this one boy in the front keeps using his phone. Sometimes he tries to hide it on his lap, but most of the time, it's right out on his desk. Bauer leans in to give him another warning about listening to music and texting.
Take your headphones off. I'm not going to let you listen to music.
When the class is over, Bauer tells him he'll have to sit apart from the other students tomorrow. But she doesn't take away his phone.
The reason I didn't ask him for it is because I've had previous experiences with him where that kind of derails the work and the class, and he gets very upset. And so I just made that choice to remind him instead of taking it in this instance.
He does lose points. West Brooklyn has a system in which kids can earn 5 points per class for good student engagement. That basically amounts to arriving on time, being respectful, and not using electronic devices. This policy evolved over time.
In the past, it was, I see it, I take it.
That's Principal Gloria Rosario. She says taking away kids' phones might have made sense years ago, but they're now everywhere. Kids won't leave them at home. And when teachers make a big fuss over a phone, they only get into pointless battles.
If you get into a power struggle with a young person, you will never win. You may think you won, but you didn't. And also, we were just spending so much time on not the issue. The issue is a kid doesn't know this material. So once we really tap that and we get into that, where do you need help, the phone becomes a non-issue.
Students at West Brooklyn agree this emphasis on personal responsibility makes sense in a transfer school. 17-year-old Ariel Bravo and 18-year-old Christina Rodriguez like the point system.
If they're taking off points, that's you. You're going to be here way longer. And if you want to see all your friends and be with them and texting them, then you're going to be delayed on graduating.
We should be mature enough not to take out our phone because all of our friends are also in class, and that's being distracted to others.
But self-control just isn't always possible when you're dealing with teenagers. In our visits to West Brooklyn this year, it seemed like a teacher would have to remind a student to put away a phone at least once a class.
Guys, can I make sure?
I don't want to have to say it again. Put it away.
Teachers say it's not such a big deal, though, because the kids almost always comply. And some teachers even let their students listen to music while they work, if it's kept at a quiet volume or they listen on headphones. However, math teacher Odni Ulisse says there are a few kids who still don't respond to warnings or even the threat of losing points.
Some of them, you can say that, all right, you can take it off, but I will continue. But the best
thing
is
that... They won't care.
Yeah. The best thing is that, like, if we call the advocate counselor, they will come and tell them to confiscate the phone. They will do it.
Because I will come and take your phone with no problem.
Bernard Green is one of the school's advocate counselors. They keep on top of attendance and behavior and make sure the students are on track to graduation. Green says he's never actually had to take away a phone because a really stern warning is sufficient.
You know you're not supposed to do that. Like, if you were at a job and he told you to put your phone away and you didn't, you would get sent home. And I know that because I've been sent home before at previous jobs for doing that same thing.
You're done?
Thank you.
In Erin Bauer's English class, 17-year-old Saeed Mawalid completes his writing assignment with his white headphones fully visible. But they're draped over his ears. He's not playing music. He likes keeping track of his behavior with a form he has to fill out after every class, which is then reviewed by the teacher.
People really want these points, engagement points, because they need it for grades in class.
We look over his form to figure out how well he scored on the 5 different elements of engagement.
Well, I came on time. I stayed on task. I did everything except I used languages. I think I said something wrong in class one time, so I might get a 4.
What about electronics?
I took it out to get somebody's number. Well, maybe that could count, too.
But he wasn't distracted, he says, and he kept his phone in his pocket for the rest of the class. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.